East Coast Breakfast.
Between today and tomorrow, thousands of 2025 matriculants, you'll be receiving your results, which means you'll be going to the next step after that.
Yeah, so it's time to make those choices. You've got a couple of options traditionally, right? So you can go to a college or a university. Maybe you want to start working straight away, or you'll hit the job market and you might be pursuing vocational training. That's also an option. Or you might start your own business, which is a big option now for the Gen Zers. But there is a massive world out there for you.
For literally 12 to 13 years, people are asking you, what are you going to be when you're big? What are you going to do when you leave school? Well, now it is. Now it's like, now you don't have any more. I'll tell you next year. It's now. Now, and listen, not everyone can or even has the desire to become a lawyer or a doctor.
Oh, no.
But there are endless possibilities. Some careers that you can pursue are, you could pursue a career in real estate. You can become a real estate.
No tertiary education.
No tertiary education. You can work in retail. You can work your way up there. Sky started there. Look at him now.
Yeah.
He worked his way up scaffolding to retail.
Retail, I don't get some rude customers.
You do.
But I just shop.
Yeah, you could become a sales rep.
That's nice.
Yeah,
because some people are really good at selling.
And if you're really good at it, then the commission is great.
Yeah,
you can become a photographer.
Oh, nice!
Imagine
that's
you spend
nice.
Your life just taking photos of people who love their children, people who love their birthdays, people who at weddings and stuff. That's all you do. You're surrounded by love and taking pictures.
Yeah,
that's a job.
You're passionate about that. So I think find your passion. But today we need your help to inspire the kids that they don't know of some of these vocations. So do you have a job that nobody's ever heard of? That's not the lawyer, the doctor,
the
nurse,
exactly. The policeman, the nurse. Yeah.
So if you have a job that nobody's heard of, tell us. Send us a voice note to 061-792-9495.
Maybe you're a farrier. Maybe you're a clockmaker. Do we still have clockmakers? I'm sure we do.
The people
still
have clocks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Smart clockmakers.
No, people have clocks and watches.
Smart watches.
Yeah, clock it.
Hey.
So, do you have a slightly different job that we need to know about? I'd love to hear what it is that you do. Please let me know. 061-792-9495.
I have a job that not many people know about.
Yeah.
And that is, I'm a scuba diving instructor.
Respect.
And I take people scuba diving every day. Such an amazing profession. Every day on the beach, what could be better?
Good morning, Darren, Carmen, and Sky.
Hi.
The job that I think people don't know about is called a stenographer. A stenographer is a person that record cases in court. Mm. That person that sits behind the machine, you control the microphones, you control the sounds, you make sure everything is on record behind that computer. It's a big machine. It looks like a computer. It has disk. You put disk, and then it starts to record. And then after that, that CD is taken to be transcribed, and then you see them reading from a book. But it starts from a stenographer. Thank you. It's Zama Pochipstein.
Thank you,
That's
Zama.
Fascinating. I love that. And your hours are great.
Yeah.
You don't work public holidays.
Yep.
No weekends. You work when the court works, which is great.
And then you know all the stuff before anyone else.
I know, but you also know all the interesting stories. Court is fascinating, guys. Also, on Facebook, there's some really cool ones. So Wade's saying that he's a farm manager of a crocodile farm. And also, can I just say, in South Africa, being a game ranger and doing that kind of work is great here because you've got so many opportunities in South Africa as you wouldn't across the world. And
again, you do need to love it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, don't like not like nature and then want to become a game reserve worker. And then also a nice one on Facebook, Shyster saying, no one knows, but we do, what a phlebotomist is. And that's fantastic. Those are the people that when you go get your blood test and your blood done, they call you in by your full name in front of everybody in the room, and then they call you in and then they take your blood.
Yeah,
that's a great job to have as well. But don't be scared of blood. The last girl I had, she said she was scared of blood.
Yeah.
And I was like, but then how did you get over that? And then she was like, she got over it.
Funny story. My mom's going to kill me for this.
Oh. So your mom's a phlebotomist.
My mom's a nurse, and then she went into phlebotomy for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Funny story, she's actually afraid of blood.
I remember we were in Richards Bay.
So I don't know if she does it with eyes closed, but finds the veins like miraculously. She's genius.
Alright, we've got Jason from South Beach. What's your job that no one's heard of, Jason?
Yes, good morning, guys.
How's it?
I'm a
I'm a chess coach, so we coach schools and private students.
Really?
You have to be really good at chess, though, right, Jason?
Yes. Well, yeah, we play. So most of your KZN chess coaches actually play chess. So, you know, and then we've got our schools that we coach, and we've got private students that we coach. So obviously if the students don't do well, you know, the coach always gets it.
Yeah, for sure. Always.
Yeah.
So what's your ranking? What's your rating?
I've got a rating of, I think it's 1783 at the moment. So I don't know whether I lost or gained rating points from the Nationals we played in December.
Respect. And listen, and Sky's not even here to hear it, but if you could tell Fahida, and she'll pass the message on to Sky tomorrow, chess is very much a national sport and an international sport, right?
Yeah, chess is actually very big in South Africa. In a lot of tournaments, you could easily have a few hundred people, if not even more than 1,000 in a chess tournament.
There you go. Yeah. So that's a job, a possibility, a chess coach. Thanks, Jason.
Okay, no problem.
That'd be like, I like that job.
Okay. Don't you gotta have to job? Like a chess, and I don't like chess. I can't play. Okay. That's why. It's got nothing to do with the liking.
All right. So are you, do you have a different job? Like we've heard now, the Matrix could either become a chess coach or a phlebotomist or a...
Game ranger.
A game ranger. We're asking you with weird, wild, and wonderful different vocations. What is your job? Please let us know so we can let the Matrix know. 061-792-9495.
Hello, East Coast Radio. My name is Brenda. I live in a little village in the Midlands called Rosetta, and I'm a hooker.
Brenda.
Yeah, I crochet all day. I make shoes and hats and beanies and bags and stuff. So that's my job.
Wow. That was okay.
I thought she was playing for the rugby team.
That's also something you can do, professional rugby. On Facebook, Chris says, I think a satellite dish installer are not well recognized, but they're mostly needed. They are needed. That's what he does for work, and he's got a lot of experience, and he doesn't use the signal finder machine when he's installing.
Really?
He senses it.
He feels the presence.
Like
you know what? That's also the aircon repairman. That guy in KZN, is the best. Whoever repairs and cleans and then puts that anti-rust stuff on your aircon, that guy should get a medal. We've got Henny on the line with us right now. Henny, what is your job and why aren't people putting that on their list of I need to have that job?
Good morning, guys.
How's it? What's your job, Henny?
Oh, I'm a cap.
Huh?
I heard cap.
Cap 10?
Henny, we got a bad signal. What's your job?
I'm a captain on cargo vessels.
Respect! A captain on cargo vessels. What is that? So if anyone, any Matrix are sitting here going, I might be interested in that job. Give us an idea. What would that entail? What do you do?
So obviously when you start off, you don't start off as captain. You go through the ranks. But as captain now, I'm in overall command of the vessel, especially navigation, having the vessel ready for cargo operations and overall accountability and the link between the off the ship.
This is fascinating, Henny. Okay, so how often is it like, how long does it take you to get generally to the areas that you travel? What routes do you go to? Do you enjoy the traveling part?
Do you get to do fishing?
Are there scary days on the ocean?
It depends. When I'm joining a vessel, it depends where the vessel is at that moment. So I'll always fly to the vessel. Between ports where we're loading and discharging cargoes, it can be anything from 2 hours to 6 weeks, depending how far it is.
Henny, could you be one of those guys? Do you remember when we had all those boats here? They were outside the port. Could you be sitting on one of those cargo boats for like months?
Yeah, exactly those.
What do you guys do when you sit there for months? Like, what do you do?
Well, okay, so the main thing for the vessel is always to be seaworthy certified and cargo ready. After that, when we're sailing, let's say the vessel's loaded already, we do general maintenance on the vessel. You can imagine still on the ocean, there's something called rust, and we have a constant battle with that all the time. And we have to pass surveys and audits and
Okay, so you're actually working. And then how do you guys shop and eat? I know it sounds like a stupid question, but I've always wondered this.
Is there,
when you're out there and you're waiting for those weeks or months or whatever.
Well, think of a hotel. They don't go to Checkers and buy groceries, right? Okay. So they have a delivery service. So when we import, we get supplies from 6 weeks to 2 months supply.
Wow.
But in import, we are free to go ashore, a little bit, and
that's fascinating.
How many countries have you been to, Henny?
I lost count when I was at 85, and that was about a couple of years ago.
Oh my word!
Wow, see the world and eat processed food. Captain a yes. ship.
That's no, I think exactly. they need fresh food.
Send food.
Captain Henny, and you're saying I can't study and go straight to captain. I got to start under captain, sub captain. Okay.
Oh no, line is so bad. I have so many more questions. Yeah. Can I do a podcast with Henny?
Yeah. Okay. So listen, we're going to put this list of jobs you didn't even think about. He's probably on a ship as we speak.
Probably, that's why the signal's so bad.
So we lost Henny somewhere between I don't know, Sudan.
Well, I've got a ship tracking app I can Egypt. Check. If you gave me the name of your ship, I could have checked.
So we're going to put all of these jobs. Okay. So share these jobs with kids who have said, I don't know what I want to do. There are so many jobs, so many vocations out there which you could look out for. It'll be on our blog. You go to East Coast Radio, go click on East Coast Breakfast, and you'll find that there. So good luck to all of the matrix getting your results today and tomorrow. And listen, I don't need to remind you about this, but it isn't always just about the results. There was this incredible journey that you were a part of. Be proud of that.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.